Vetrano on the half wall, feed it to Zegras. Back in front, the Wings have the puck 1 second, and the game is history. Anaheim is going to lose by a goal, and listen to the crowd reaction here. Not at all happy about that particular play, which is the difference in the game. Detroit 3 and Anaheim 2.
Yet another tough break here for the Anaheim Duck Hockey Club. And does it get much tougher than that? I mean,
no.
We mentioned it. This has been a game in which the Ducks came to play. They were making a ton of solid plays early on. They brought the game needed to give themselves a chance to win. You're tied up late in the game, and you get a call that doesn't go your way. And, all I could say is yet another tough one here for the Anaheim Ducks.
I'll say. Oh, boy. Well, we're going to keep it here and do a little review. And then, of course, take a break. Emerson will spend some time with Alexis Downey. I want to remind you, not only at this segment of the game, but throughout our broadcast home and away this season, Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Hockey Network, being brought to you by UCI Health, stopping at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. And by the way, we mentioned it a couple of times, our game presenting sponsor tonight, Legacy Night number 2, presented by Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing. And those are special sponsors that we have here on a night which is very special. Just unfortunate, the score favored Detroit 3-2. I will tell you this, Emerson, my thought is if the Ducks play like this at times, the good things that happen tonight, they'll win their share of games going down the second half of the season.
I certainly think so. And really, when both teams can't really find their passing and maybe they're both playing a little bit slower, there's some choppy moments there with about 4 to 6 minutes within that time frame to go. Both teams fighting it. And that's just where you'd like to see the Anaheim Ducks be the better club and start connecting there and really get their orchestrated set plays down, because look, that's part of it. And part of this game of hockey is just taking advantage of when that opposition, that other team, is fighting it a little bit. And I think the Anaheim Ducks there late in the hockey game, while it was tied, had the opportunity to do so. And look how that goal was scored. It was in a fashion where Adam Henrique, last time these two teams met, that's where he was bearing those goals, right? And it's just somewhat of a metaphor that it goes in the back of the Anaheim Ducks net with that net front presence shown by the Detroit Red Wings.
Okay, we're going to have more here in our post-game show. Just want to remind everyone that tonight's broadcast property, the Anaheim Ducks Hockey Club. Any rebroadcast of tonight's game, either in whole or in part, without the express written consent of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, is strictly prohibited. And by the way, our friends at Jack Daniels tell you, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. So make it count. We'll stay here for just another moment or two before Emerson joins Alexis. So we got through all 8 games on this homestand. Just maybe a thought on what you've seen if you take all 8 games, together, and what impresses you, what doesn't, going on this long road trip.
Well, you certainly need Trevor Zegras to continue to play how he's playing, right? I mean, he was a driving force to this Anaheim Duck offense, similar to the way Mason McTavish played last game, although they didn't come out with the victory last game against the Winnipeg Jets. It's going to come down to more guys being able to get it done here for the Ducks. I mean, their full top six is got to be making plays, shift in and shift out, and I think the overall game plan has improved. They're starting to go D to D, hitting that high forward there. We're seeing that more and more. They got to continue to do that. But look, Adam Henrique with a couple backdoor chances. He wasn't the only one. The Ducks got to score how that first Trevor Zegras goal came in. They were attempting to do it a little bit later, but those high tip plays and just the overall rate of playmaking. Now that they have one set play, and that is once again going to that high forward there, very high from that man, only maybe a foot or two right underneath that offensive zone blue line. Look, they just got to bury. That's it. They had a couple backdoor chances, as I mentioned. They got to find a way to put those in the back of the net.
Righty. Well, guess what's ahead, folks? A lot of hockey. In fact, our next couple of road trips, There'll be a few that are 9 days, an 8-day, 9-day, a second 9-day, short road trips. So we'll be gone for a little while, beginning with our next broadcast on Tuesday this coming week from Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. 5 o'clock Pacific time with our play-by-play, 4:30 pregame. Nashville, Carolina, Tampa Bay, Florida, Washington. There's not an easy game on this particular road trip. Come home for a day, then we go to San Jose. So the next 6 overall on the road, and then we come home. And I believe off the top of my head, the New York Rangers and the Buffalo Sabres come into town following that. So I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Ben, our engineer, Vic Pence, our statistician, and all the great folks at Skyview in the state of Arizona. Outstanding job tonight, and we look forward to the post-game show with Emerson Edom and Alexis Downey, and again, we'll join you Tuesday night from Bridgestone Arena. The final score here, Detroit 3, Anaheim 2 for Emerson Edom and the crew up here in the broadcast booth at Honda Center. So long, we'll see you when we get back in about a week and a half. Join us from Nashville, coming up on Tuesday night. You've been listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey tonight and all season long. DuckStream, powered by TuneIn and presented by Gettle.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
The Honda NHL All-Star Game is headed to Toronto, and this year we're changing things up, giving fans the power to vote in more players from their favorite teams than ever before. So go ahead, load up on the Leafs, be bullish on the Bruins, fill up on the Flyers, vote in Vancouver, or stock up on the Stars. The first 32 players are in, but the rest is up to you. The NHL All-Star Fan Vote presented by MassMutual is underway. Vote now on X or go to nhl.com/vote.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by Tuna. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show here on DuckStream. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you. The Ducks falling in their final home game of this homestand tonight to the Detroit Red Wings. 3-2 was the final. Shots on goal, the Ducks 31, Detroit 28. It was not a lack of effort because the Ducks really skating well in this game tonight, but Detroit just getting some bounces their way, I felt like.
And it never is. It's never a lack of effort. It's a lack of goal scoring. That's what it is. It's just there's a couple backdoor chances from Adam Henrique. And I must say, Trevor Zegras, he's just fun to watch. He's been fun to watch past few games. He's always fun to watch, but now that he's starting to really connect on a lot of his passes, he's winning battles, he's strong on the puck, he's just making, you know, at the rate, and he's historically done it in years past, but almost you look at a guy like Leo Carlson, right, and just the rate of playmaking, play in and play out, it just seems like he's always taking the most highest percentage play, and I think Trevor Zegras is now back to playing to that level, which is great to see.
Well, let's get to everything that happened in this game tonight as a part of Legacy Night number 2. It was a special evening at Honda Center nonetheless because of all the people that were in attendance. But starting in that first period, the Ducks getting the first goal in this one once again, and it was Trevor Zegras, a really nice shot just 20 seconds into the period.
Season for the Ducks as they score! A shot from outside near the blue line. Funny, you're talking about something you just wanted to. And what a great way to begin the hockey game with an Anaheim goal after the celebration.
So Trevor Zegras getting the first goal of the game. Emerson, just like you mentioned, just Zegras playing well in this game. He would end up having both goals as a part of the Ducks night. But, I mean, what did you see from him in particular? I feel like both the goals were a little similar.
Yeah, and when you look back to that game in which the Los Angeles Kings, that's the last time I'm going to say that, AD, when they were at Honda Center right on that Black Friday, and you think of that tip from Quentin Byfield, and he was kind of passing through, and, you know, just some of the teams that have come in, think back to Colorado and their tip play in Colorado, and it just seems like there's been a wide variety of goal scoring on some of the opposing teams, whether it be home or away, that was really similar to what Trevor Zegras brought. You have a tip play, you got a back door where you just find a perfect dead spot, and I think that's just what we hope to see with this Ducks team. We saw the Kings do it, we saw Colorado, both teams that have had some success here within the last decade, and so just we're looking for that variety. We're looking for one pass, get it to the net. Certainly it was done there when Cam Fowler sling it over weak side to Trevor Zegras, and that's what we want to see from a goal scoring perspective, mm-hmm. right? You have a big opportunity, and look, Lyon came off, came east west quick there, was in the right spot. It almost reminded me of the other night where Killorn gets robbed there by a nice Mason McTavish play. It was almost similar where the goaltending was at in that particular time in the same area, both different plays, but both players, Killorn in that instance, Trevor Zegras, had the opportunity to put it right on that upper right corner, and you know what, Trevor Zegras makes no mistake doing it.
And it is important to note that the Ducks did hold Detroit shotless through 10 minutes in that first period before Detroit would get their first couple shots. And their second shot of the game would be a Dylan Larkin power play goal, 11-10 into that period.
For Detroit, in this penalty kill scenario for Anaheim, Ducks need to get it out. Here, Larkin over on the right point. They keep it in, move in on right wing near the goal line, drop it back to the point. Front of the Ducks players' bench, set it up to the right of Dostal's shot. They score. And I'll tell you what, they did a heck of a job finding a teammate to get the pass to. They worked it around like they had it on a string. And it's the captain, Dylan Larkin, getting the goal to tie this one up at 1.
Emerson, I feel like Steve described that perfectly, the way that play laid out and that pass from David Perron over to Larkin just perfect pass.
And it's just the morale for the Anaheim Ducks. It must be tough, right? I mean, to your point about the shots on goal early on, and I made a comment just live where it was one of those things where it seems like it's a common theme for the Anaheim Ducks to really jump ahead in the shots on goal department, only to be stalled for a certain level of time in that same shots on goal. It's just some of these games, they've been really flying out of the gates, you know, shooting everything. The shot total is there, only to go the next stretch shotless or very few shots. So that's something. It was stalled at 9, only to a while later get up to that 12 shots on goal mark. But I mean, on the flip side, to only hold the Detroit Red Wings early on, 1-2 shots. I think that goal was scored on their second shot, if not third. Mm-hmm. So it's just, when you talk about morale, when you talk about overall a team mentality, it's got to be deflating, right? You mm-hmm. have the ideal start. You put up the shots on goal that I'm assuming was a goal in the first 5 minutes, only to give up a goal with two, three shots against. It's tough.
And then moving into that second period, 1-1 game, it was Detroit that decided to get on the board next. And there was some communication on whether it was a goal or not, the officials looking it over. But it was Joe Valeno on a wraparound that was reviewed and ultimately decided a good goal.
And pursuing their offensive threat, Cam Fowler. Puck is played behind the net. Fowler and Gudas-Edin pair. Puck is thrown from behind the net. A race for it, and the Wings hold it in. Wraparound try. Dosto made the stop there on an opportunity for the Wings to score a goal. That's Valeno. And now the officials have some work to do separating the two teams, and guess who's in the middle of that? Radko Gudas.
And Ben Sherratt, how about that play on that far side, pressure down, keeping things alive there, and beats that pressure winger for the Anaheim Ducks. He streaks in, tries to set up a play right there on that far side post, and is quickly foiled by Lukasz Dostal, but he's not even one of the top point producers there on the back end. So it just goes to show how dangerous they are at the blue line.
So a faceoff coming up in the Anaheim defensive zone. And play is under review. Just very quickly, what kind of result we get from this conversation? The puck is right on the goal line. It's very difficult to see if it crossed the line. If I were a betting man, I would just say it's close. I can't tell you if it went across or not. Here's another look at it. Boy, I tell you, it's tough to see. I'm thinking that puck crossed the goal line completely. Looking at it now, get another angle. And, boy, it's tough to see in that angle, too. But
here's my prediction.
Yep.
I think it's inconclusive. You look at that inconclusive, no goal.
Let's go downstairs.
After the interview, the puck does cross the goal line. Therefore, it is a goal on the plate.
Well, they had 4 to 5 different angles. I counted them to somewhere in that vicinity. And they're going to rule a goal for the Red Wings. It's a 2-1 lead for them.
Well, I'm just glad I didn't put my house on it.
So, Emerson, after that lengthy review, the Red Wings getting a good goal, taking a lead. And, I mean, it was tough to see in the moment and even in the replay, too, because also Lukasz Dostal's pads are that plum color and the puck is a darker color, so it all kind of blended together. But the referees were able to see that it did cross the line completely.
Yes, and luckily I still have my house. hey, look at what am I, probably 4 for 60 on predictions.
That's okay.
Between the Twitter poll and, oh boy. So I'm glad you're able to make that sound available for this post-game show there. But hey, look, I was trying to base my prediction off of what we've seen previously, and that's just it almost being clear as day and not called that. And so I just felt like, you know, I mean, from the front camera angle, probably the best angle and most likely the angle that they used while trying to review this for that final decision. Yeah, you can't see the puck, but I don't know what that means now. I just, you know, can you almost make the argument by just looking at that front angle, because you certainly couldn't see the puck from the top angle. I mean, it was just kind of blended in with his shoulder. Maybe they used that behind the net. I thought there was so so much, you know, pristine white mesh there that it kind of made the puck a little bit blurry, and so that was tough. But yeah, if you look in the front angle, it's just okay. You don't see the puck anymore. But once again, I don't, you know, how can you not make the argument that that puck isn't right behind the goal line or that goal post, just hitting the red just a little bit? So because he brought that puck and he slid it out. In kind of a sneaky way, that puck back out across, back out of the net, across the goal line. And, I mean, who's to say that his pad wasn't there and it was just by nano inches, nano whatever. I mean, just still touching that red. So, I'm done predicting.
Okay. Well, the Ducks weren't able to capitalize on the power play in that period either. They did have a 5-on-3 for a minute and 25 seconds at one point, getting 7 shots on goal on the power play in the second period, but not being able to find the back of the net. They had 15 total shots in that second period. But going into that third, it was Trevor Zegras once again getting a shot off, and it would turn out to be the Ducks' second goal of this game.
They get the puck, battle for it. Zegras back to the point and a shot. Missed the net by plenty that time. Shoved to the left of the Detroit goal. Then a shot from the point by Drysdale. Missed. Open. Zegras scores! Now that's what we like to see. A Trevor Zegras goal, beating the Detroit netminder, lying cleanly. And Anaheim has fought back to tie it. It's a 2-2 game.
Now, a part of this third period was Lukáš Dostál on the other end making some big saves, including a sprawling save on Alex DeBrincat about halfway through the period.
Power play. Shot! There! Oh! Sprawling save moving left to right by Dostál on him.
That was fun to watch. Lukáš Dostál sliding east to west, stopping DeBrincat one-timer.
And just when we thought this game could possibly go to overtime, the Detroit Red Wings finding a way to get a puck in the back of the net, and it was Michael Rasmussen who had the goal off his skate, deflecting in 18:53 in the third period.
Puck knocked into the air by the Wings. Played ahead by Sherratt, and the Wings don't give up. In on the forecheck, Valeno. Up on the right wing side, Ducks will have to keep the Wings from getting a shot here. They're all over the Anaheim D zone. Puck played, and they score. You just sense that it might be coming there. And they did get that open shot to the left of Lukáš Dostál. As we look at a replay up here, Valeno, a part of it in the corner, goes up the left wing side. The Wings go to make a play on the right wing side, and just a quick wrist shot from just outside the circle to the left of Dostál. It's put in, and Detroit has a 3-2 lead with 1:07 to go in regulation time.
And it looks like it's going to be reviewed, and you could see right away Lukáš Dostál complaining to the refs that might have been a kicking motion there on that goal.
That's close. He was sliding that skate. Let's see if full movement. Well, he does place the skate at an angle where the puck can deflect right behind Dostál, that's for sure.
Well, I was wrong on my first prediction there that goal was indeed counted on that review early on in this hockey game for the Detroit Red Wings. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this is going to be a non-goal.
That's what it looks like. Let's go downstairs.
After video review, there is no distinct kicking motion on the
play. Oh, my goodness. No distinct kicking motion. I kind of know where they're coming from because he kind of lunged out with the skate. So it really wasn't a distinct kicking motion, if you know what I mean. But his foot movement was going towards the puck, and then it got by the Anaheim goaltender. That's a tough one to take.
So the final score, 3-2 in favor of the Detroit Red Wings after that last goal. We are going to talk about that goal on the other side of the break and also get to some of your thoughts about this game. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random Act of Helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go. Be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot today.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
The Honda NHL All-Star Game is headed to Toronto, and this year, we're changing things up, giving fans the power to vote in more players from their favorite teams than ever before. So go ahead, load up on the Leafs, be bullish on the Bruins, fill up on the Flyers, vote in Vancouver, or stock up on the Stars. The first 32 players are in, but the rest is up to you. The NHL All-Star Fan Vote presented by MassMutual is underway. Vote now on X or go to NHL.com/vote.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
Anaheim Ducks flex plans can be crafted around even the busiest fans' schedules. Does your perfect plan include weekend games only? Do you see the Ducks take on all original six teams every year? Maybe you want to party like it's 1993 and attend all 30th anniversary jersey games. Whatever the case, opt for a fully customizable flex plan of seven or more games and get rewarded with exclusive benefits, better seats, flexible payment options, and more. You'll save at least 15% off box office pricing. Learn more at AnaheimDucks.com/flex plan.
Back with the postgame show on Duck Stream, recapping this 3-2 loss for the Anaheim Ducks to the Detroit Red Wings. And before the break, we got to hear the final goal call that Detroit scored, and it was determined a good goal, no distinct kicking motion according to the referees. And we did receive a text here, Emerson, for you. If you were the coach, would you have challenged that kicking motion puck as goaltender interference even?
Well, I'm trying to figure out all this video review and maybe figure out my own war room here at Honda Center, not Toronto. Look, it's a distinct kicking motion, right? So you got to think that there's got to be some kind of follow-through forward progress or at least inside skate progress there. And, I think pivot is a term you could use. But as far as distinct kicking motion, you know, after taking my time and I wish I had that amount of time there live so I don't make such bonehead predictions here. But, look, I think you could classify that as more of a pivot instead of a kicking motion. So I'll leave it at that.
And that's exactly what the officials are looking at. They are looking for that distinct kicking motion in that case. Was the player kicking the puck? And to be honest, you know, in watching the replay, it slowed down. So you see his skate turn and you kind of like, it kind of might look like it's kicking it, but it's also him stopping. So it's kind of a fine line. It's just hard, you know, just hard. I know our fans are frustrated. It's a tough way to lose. And I think that, you know, there's been a couple of these moments throughout the season that you're kind of scratching your head and wondering, when are things going to maybe go our way, you know?
And
to be honest.
When am I going to start predicting right? So I don't
well,
know.
Well, that too. That's okay. Well, we received another text here that I want to get to from Fizz. This is for you, Emerson, you know, being a former NHL player. So we'll set the scene a little bit here. The Wings get called for an unsportsmanlike. That was 2 minutes on Patrick Kane. Then there's a TV timeout. Now, during the almost entirety of the timeout, Fabry is over having a long conversation with the referee, just the two of them. He's saying, you know, clearly talking to him about some things. Can or should the Ducks have Silverberg or someone else over there listening in that kind of scenario?
Well, why not? I think it's a good point, but I think, and I'm not quite sure of the etiquette. You think you oftentimes see at the near side, and I'm speaking in terms of where the booth is up in the press box here, near side is typically where you'll have the penalty box, scorekeeper's box, and then, of course, from where we're calling the game, the far side is the benches between the two teams. But just coming on the near side, usually you'll have an assistant captain on their side of the red line. Now, don't too often see a player going over and trying to listen in on the conversation. Hey, I don't see why not. Maybe get under their skin, get their focus off the conversation on hand, and try to make them rattled. But certainly you can only do that until the ref probably kicks you out of there. So I think, hey, why not try it? And I would anticipate the ref or linesman in there, telling you to skate back to your other bench. But hey, you're thinking. It's another way to potentially get under the team's skin, and I like that. I like that deep thought there.
Another text that we received. Hi, the Ducks can't be upset about this game as they fought really well, and unfortunately a couple bounces didn't go their way, but a very positive building block for the rest of the season. That seems to have been the story of the last couple games. I mean, you think back to the game against Winnipeg. The score, I feel like, didn't really tell the story of what that game was like for the Ducks. I mean, 38 shots on net. Then you go back to that game against Toronto. Lukáš Dostál, outstanding. As you said, Emerson, I mean, the goal scoring has certainly been an issue too. But overall, the play, I mean, for the amount of line changes that we've seen with guys coming in and out, I mean, we're hoping Radko Gudas is okay after he took that blocked shot late in the game. It's good to see that there is some consistent effort there too in some of the games in terms of just the compete level, especially against these teams. I mean, Toronto is not an easy team. Winnipeg is not an easy team. And you even think back a little bit further that when the Ducks did get at home here against the Vegas Golden Knights, that was a great game for them. But it is tough when you're so close and just not quite there yet.
Yeah, and to your point, I just think it simply comes down to goal scoring and not enough of it. I mean, look, there was chances where you're thinking, you know what, we've seen other teams bury those. And I just think there needs to be more shooters. Look, you only have a couple true, shoot first goal scorer mentality. You got Frank Vatrano. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you look in that top six and really find? I mean, I think Mason McTavish is a little bit of everything. I think Leo Carlson, probably through the process of being drafted and that discussion, he's more of a facilitator and yeah, pass first mentality as well, even though he's scoring at a good rate. Look, I can really only point to Vatrano, then the facilitators and the playmakers. You got Ryan Strome, Mason McTavish. I mean, he's kind of the in between. But look, Zegras, he's a passer. You have Strome, like I just mentioned. I mean, he's a passer. Killorn, he does a little bit of both, but when those McTavish and the Killorn and the Terry, we know he could certainly shoot the puck. You know, They're a little bit in between. I mean, Vatrano is the only guy on this roster that you could think, okay, that is a pure sniper, shoot first mentality. And really, you look at other teams, the successful teams, you could either do it all like a McTavish and at just an incredible rate, like we saw the Toronto Maple Leafs, a lot of guys that can facilitate, a lot of guys that can bury. So they have quite a few of those. Look, it's tough when you have Vatrano and not that secondary scoring really contributing to more goals for. It's just, it's unfortunate, and I think until guys, Adam Henrique, who had a solid stretch of goal scoring, we got to bury some of those backdoor plays, that one in particular here on this near side by Zegras, a no-look backdoor pass that, we've played games where it's like that's in the back of the net for some of the opposition playing here, our Ducks.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see in this next road trip. I mean, it's a long trip for the guys, 9 days on the road, a lot of games as a part of that, a lot of travel with this too, because the games are kind of spread out besides the games in Florida. So just seeing how the team just takes these homestand games and moves back out onto the road and what they're able to generate, and also just seeing if guys are maybe going to be back in the lineup, we'll have to keep our eye on that. But on that end, too, we received a text from Red from Buena Park. He said that he was glad to see Troy Terry back in the lineup, and the first line in particular was very dangerous tonight. The team passed up a few opportunities to shoot, and their power play needs to start clicking again. What did the Ducks need to do to start scoring on the power play? That is a good note, because the Ducks went 0 for 4 on that tonight. If you go back to the last game, they were 0 for 2 there against Winnipeg. And then even going further back to that Toronto game, 0 for 2 there. They haven't really been generating much there. But do you think it's, I don't know, Emerson, what do you think that could be there?
Well, one of my favorite power plays to watch is the Toronto Maple Leafs, because both flanks, both on the near side and the far side, they take ice, and it's kind of that behind the puck mentality. When they do receive it just inside the blue, they have more gap and more time to seam it or shoot it or kick it back up top. So, I mean, that's what I really like seeing. And I just think more overall movement. You're starting to see it in with the Ducks' offensive zone. They're starting to utilize that high F3 player just on the inside blue. They're creating more out of it. It's giving them more, I think, dead spots and in open areas like we saw. And it was more of an entry there, that Cam Fowler pass. But look for, you know, more of those goals as things start to open up more with more movement. I just think it's got to be more movement for the Anaheim Ducks. A lot of stationary passing. I think it's got to be quicker. I find on the power play, they catch it. Couple one too many stick handles before moving it. It's good at times, but I think the most efficient power plays and the cleanest have been the Arizonas of the world, where it's, you know, not only are they switching a ton up tops, but it's one pass, get it to the net. Same with the Leafs. It was a pop-out play, five-footer strong side to the net, or they would come off that flank. They're either shooting it or seaming it. So they have just an overall game plan, just something that they always do, that you see it with this Ducks offensive zone. They're starting to do that with that high F3. I just want to see a little bit more movement, quicker passing with this Ducks team. And to be quite frank, a lot of the time was spent trying to break the puck out, a lot of quick clears here for the Detroit Red Wings, and they spent a lot of time trying to break the puck out, and that certainly doesn't help.
Yeah, and then also just in thinking about that power play tonight for Anaheim, it did feel like they weren't moving the puck around as quickly, especially thinking about that 5-on-3. I mean, that's such a key opportunity where you can capitalize, and to not be able to maybe get as many shots off in general on that end, not exactly ideal. But we get the chance to head down to the locker room on the other side of the break to hear from some of the guys about what their thoughts were on this game against the Detroit Red Wings.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen. It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Cold beer and country music by Zach Top. Now playing on the Big 615, powered by Tractor Supply.
All I need to keep me from losing it is good cold beer and country music.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith. You know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks, making sure you don't miss out on the return of the Garth Channel. We'll be playing all of the Garth music, plus music from all of my favorite artists. There's truly no fences here on the Garth Channel, just great music. Also back is Geology, all the crazy stories, and a brand new feature called Tea Time with the one and only Trisha Yearwood. And remember, it's the Garth Channel, and it's all about people loving people. Search for the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. all in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffee House station. Just search Coffee House on TuneIn to listen.
Back with the postgame show on Duck Stream. We're going to head down to the locker room now to hear what head coach Greg Cronin had to say after this 3-2 loss for the Anaheim Ducks.
Fire away.
What was the explanation on the two? Well, I guess the last review was pretty clear, but on the first one, what did they say about the puck crossing the line or not there?
I didn't ask him because, you know, I know that it goes to the league. And I'm assuming the league has an angle that I didn't see. I couldn't see anything that showed it this definitively going over the line. I don't think they called it a goal on the initial one. I don't think it was called a goal. So I thought that the only reversal would be if it was a definitive, clear, over-the-line, puck-over-the-line goal, which obviously we've been through a few times. You know, the Florida game comes to mind. I didn't ask them because... You know, whoever they spoke to in Toronto said it was a good goal, so I just have to accept that.
Zegras, a couple goals tonight. It seems like he's been getting his feet under him over these last couple of weeks. So where do you think his game's at? And, you know, what do you think of his play tonight?
He was terrific. He was good. You know, I always tell you guys that he's always going to give you offense, and I'm always, you know, motivating him to be focused defensively as well, right? And I thought he was good defensively tonight. He made really good, you know, made smart plays with the puck. There was a couple chances that he maybe could have tried inside the blue line, and he chose to put it behind the other team's net. But he was good. I mean, he's been good since he's been back.
And in general, how do you like that? Like you said, the first part of this year was building that base for him defensively. So building that base. And then now you're seeing the offense and, you know, whatsoever come off of that. How do you like how he's doing?
Well, I think his offense is always going to be visible because he has the puck a lot and he has such a good view of the ice. You know, you try and impress him on those offensive guys that their defensive compete is going to give them more touches, particularly in the defensive zone on breakouts and in the neutral zone. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really have a direct connection between that and his offense, but in the offensive zone. But I'm just happy with his overall game. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys got off to a quick start with the Zegras goal 20 seconds in, and felt like you really had the momentum early on, and then the penalty and the power play both for Detroit kind of stopped a little bit in that for you guys.
Well, we took three straight penalties. You know, we came out and we were moving, and you know, it was, I don't know, it was 8-0 shots. We had some real quality chances. And, you know, something that I thought we had put past us, you know, we took some penalties. And then, you know, the whole second half of the first period, we were in the, you know, 6 of the 10 minutes were in the penalty box. And then we had a chance to get back on the scoreboard with the power plays that we had, I think, in the second period. And to start the third, and we were on, you know, unfortunately, we couldn't capitalize.
Yeah, the Toronto penalty at the end, I imagine you weren't thrilled with. Does that kind of illustrate, you know, what can go wrong even when you get the kill? Gudas gets stung by it. You guys give up the 5-on-5 goal after, even though technically you killed the penalty.
You can't take the penalty. Just leave it at that. I mean, you just can't take that penalty late in the game. I mean, retaliation penalty, it's lucky it wasn't 4 minutes, to be honest with you.
One for 23 on the current homestand on the power play. Is there perhaps some discussion on shifting personnel around on those units?
Well, the problem was we've had a lot of guys out. And, you know, when you got Leo out, and you got Troy out, you got Stromey out, I might be missing somebody. You know, you have guys out that are key power play guys. Newell's got to try and kind of put a B group together. And that's nothing against the guys that are filling those spots, but, you know, when you don't have your kind of power play drivers there, you know, you got to kind of get, for me anyways, I didn't really talk to him about it. I think Newell's done a really good job with the power plays. You've got to try and get, you know, high shot volume, maybe get some rebound shot tip goals. And tonight, I think we had some good looks and we just weren't able to score. when we did have a full arsenal. So power plays go in streaks, right? And we went on a streak for a while and now kind of dry a little bit. And then the same as penalty killing. So, yeah, that would have been, you know, the 5-on-3, you know, you kind of, there's an old saying in hockey, there's a, when you get a 5-on-3 for over a minute and a half, you don't score, it's not a good omen. When you get a 5-minute power play, you don't score, it's not a good omen. But it's a 60-minute game, and we had chances, and I really felt comfortable after we killed the penalty with whatever it was, a couple of, you know, 2.5 minutes to go, and like a harmless breakout turned into a goal like 6 seconds later. So those are tough, the tough ones.
Some big saves tonight from Lukasz Dostal.
Yeah.
Had a good performance against Toronto, obviously. What have you kind of made of his performances over the last couple of games?
He's terrific. Like, he knew, like, I didn't think he was sharp early. Like, he didn't have any action for 10 minutes, right? I don't think he had a shot on net, you know, so it's tough for the goalie. And I think he was a little, he looked awkward to me in the second half of the period. And then they scored the wraparound, and he's such a good kid. He just came by the bench, and he said, it's on me. He had no chance in the first one. And then he was really good. Like, that comfort chance that they had in the third period off the turnover was a big-time save, right? Like, he's a gamer. And then he was big into, you know, the 5-on-4. He was terrific. You know, he killed that off almost himself. They had, like, 3-4 shots point-blank through traffic. So, I mean, I thought he kept it 2-2 and when he needed to, and that's... You know, David Rook constantly says it's not so much the goal, it's the timing of the goal, the timing of the save. And he made those saves that kept it 2-2. So, you know, we're lucky to have him.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
That was head coach Greg Cronin speaking about this game against the Detroit Red Wings. A couple things that he noted, just talking about the power play, how they haven't been able to generate there, but because there's been guys in and out of the lineup, there's been changes there. Some really good praise to Lukasz Dostal for his performance once again tonight, how good he's been as of late. And then also just some things, Trevor Zegras, how he's liked his play. But, you know, there's some other things that, you know, he touched on that it was the official's decision. It was Toronto's decision on some of those calls.
Yeah, and I'm just, if there is another angle or, you know, camera, you know, I'm just curious why, you know, the fans or, you know, just everyone, why isn't that angle that maybe they are watching that's, you know, part of the definitive decision, regardless of goal or, you know, no goal, whatever the call is, mm-hmm. you know, why isn't that available in real time to, you know, just, I don't know, the people at the end of the day paying to, you know, see this whole production, right? So it's just kind of interesting. It's something that kind of like head coach Greg Cronin stated, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's just you got to accept it. And it's just it seems like we've been on a lot of the wrong side of a yeah. lot of those calls. So it's just it's tough.
Did you know about the old saying about it being a bad omen if you can't score on the 5-on-3? That's something I just learned from that.
Yeah, it's
it makes sense.
I would agree
with that, but
it makes sense.
I didn't know that was an old thing.
Neither did I.
Old hockey
thanks
thing.
For that. Thanks for thanks for bringing that
old,
to the table.
Old hockey.
Yeah.
Old.
Hey,
yeah.
No, I could see why.
Old hockey, new hockey.
I could
yeah.
see why. It's a big opportunity. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ice out there, and just one you wish they capitalize on. So, look, there's been in the past couple games a 5-on-3 against, and, you know, it's one that, yeah, it's kind of like that two-goal lead and how often teams come back from that two-goal lead, it being the most dangerous lead in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fits that similar mindset there.
All right, Emerson, your final quack for this homestand or just tonight, too?
Final quack. I just I wish the boys the best of luck here on this road trip. And same with Steve on the flights to and from in between
yes.
all these cities. He is not a flight guy. He does not like flying. And, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll have to hold his hand on this first leg of this trip.
Help him along with
yep,
it.
Yep, we'll do.
5 different games as a part of this road trip. The first one on Tuesday against the Nashville Predators. That will be a 5 o'clock puck drop. We will have the pregame show for you at 4:30. 5 o'clock, and that's 7 Central Time. So that is the local time in Nashville. My final quack for tonight, just like how Legacy Night number 1 was, Legacy Night number 2, just as good. if not better. They keep raising the bar here with our Anaheim Ducks entertainment team and everyone that went into the game production and everything behind the scenes. It was wonderful. The Stanley Cup was in the building. Some of those 07 legends were here and just really awesome for the fans to see. And cool to see all the old jerseys too, because I was walking in here and it was just neat to see all some signed jerseys, Jaguar, you know, whoever it may be. It was really neat to see. And I love to take that in as a newer part to this Anaheim Ducks organization. But Emerson, it's been fun being on this homestand with you. Won't get to have you too much on the road, but we'll obviously check in for segment one of the post-game show and, of course, the pre-game show. But safe travels to you and to Steve, of course. And thank you to those who tuned in for the post-game show on DuckStream here. You can stick around after the break to hear the replay of Ducks and Red Wings. And once again, thank you for tuning in for the show. And you are listening to DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On to It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments. Put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times. Love on the earth.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Get ready for The Offspring live in concert. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash and the Honda Center in one special Orange County show. The Offspring playing Smash in its entirety plus all the hits. Honda Center in Anaheim, Saturday, June 1st. Tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Honda NHL All-Star Game is headed to Toronto, and this year we're changing things up, giving fans the power to vote in more players from their favorite teams than ever before. So go ahead, load up on the Leafs, be bullish on the Bruins, fill up on the Flyers, vote in Vancouver, or stock up on the Stars. The first 32 players are in, but the rest is up to you. The NHL All-Star Fan Vote presented by MassMutual is underway. Vote now on X or go to nhl.com/vote.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at HondaCenter.com/unforgettable.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.